Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good News, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. We know, you know, we love you here on Good News. You know, our whole mission and our purpose is to share other people's, their dreams, their visions, their passion, of course, their purpose in life. And you know, we do that so many different ways. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I am the platform builder. We do that through radio, television, telesummits, webinars, live events, all type of productions. You know, that's the whole point, is because everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a calling. Everybody has a reason that they're here right now on earth. You know, we do have ups and downs, but you know, I always have to say the three things you have to always do. We have to believe, we have to trust, and we got to walk it out, okay? You just can't stop. You got to get it, get it. You know, it's so much. It's a big responsibility to be part of the media. You know, the things we have to do, you know, you have to make sure you're giving value. You got to make sure you're telling the what? The truth. You got to make sure you are representing the person well. You know, this is what I stand by. And I think most media people try to do that as well. Whatever you put out there, you got to stand behind it because it's your reputation. You have to represent people so they'll support you. And you want to give people the right information that what they can actually be impacted in their life. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome team with us today. You know, as I said, you know, it's all type of media, radio, television. We have magazines, you know, magazines, print, digital. We have all that to offer the world. But we have an awesome, awesome team with us today. We have the Entertainment Publishers. We have the King team here of True Entertainment Magazine. They are awesome, awesome people. You know, like I was saying, you got to, it's a lot to deal with magazines, and they'll get into that a little bit to let you know how that is. But you know, you got to have a great team. And you know, teamwork is very important because the thing is, you can be a CEO, you can be a leader, you can even be the CFO, but you have to make sure all the ducks are in a row. From marketing, you got to have the right articles, and you have to have an on-time message that actually impacts the world. And we're not going to delay things here. We want to welcome, welcome, welcome Ms. Lydia King and her team here from True Entertainment Magazine to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Dr. Sunday. Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Wow, it's just so awesome to be, just to be, you know, I love your magazine. I just love the articles. I love the what all the things that you guys are doing. And I know that's a big task because I actually have a pet magazine as well. So I know what you have to go through. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, the awesome things that you and your husband is doing and the awesome team at the True Entertainment Magazine.
Well, True Entertainment. True Entertainment Magazine is run by myself and my husband, Kevin King. He's actually the founder and the guy that creates all the beauty that you see between the pages. We've been doing the magazine for about 3 years now, and we have a core team, so to speak, of individuals that really put 100% effort into giving us what we need to continue to bring you beautiful work, beautiful content every single month. First and foremost, I have Liz Spicely on the line with me, and she's our VP of Marketing and Promotion. And without her, we wouldn't necessarily be able to get out here as much as we'd like to in terms of doing interviews such as this with you. We're so busy interviewing everyone else that we rarely take time to actually talk about what we do. So that's what Liz does very well. Of course, we have my partner and husband, Kevin King, who couldn't be with us today. He's out on another project. But I'd also like to mention our core media team, which is Keenan Starks, David Booker, and Mike Holmes. These are the people that work really hard with us in the trenches to bring you something unusual and unique and outstanding in the world of entertainment. We're not like the rest. That's our tagline. And what we strive to do is talk about the entertainers who are not necessarily recognized for the good things that they do. You can go into any store or any magazine rack and pick up a tabloid that will have, or, you know, whoever's had a recent divorce or whoever's dead, and there seems to be less emphasis on the good and the positive things in the world that celebrities do and often lend to our society. And so our belief is we want to bring out the true side of the celebrity. We want their story. And we're not in this to sell magazines. We're in this to prove to people that you can be good and you can be righteous and you can still be very, very popular without selling out. So I guess that's where it all begins for us in terms of who we are.
Well, that's amazing, and I'm so glad, we applaud you guys, because that's the thing, and I actually, Lydia have been, I guess we'll say the word accused, I guess, because I don't go with the trenches of what's going on in the world, because, I know everything negative goes, but you have to always remember that the positive, we do have great people. We do have good deeds in the world. So we do a commend you for that and sticking to that, because people will say this, that, and that, but you have to always have that peace inside that you're doing the right thing.
That's absolutely right. There's a whole world out there that's starving, that's hungry for some positivity, that, these human interest stories that we do on behalf of the artists that we write about. I'm talking everyone from legends like George Clinton and Melba Moore to iconic current day artists like Cash Money Records and Redman and Stevie Wonder. I mean, we've really been blessed to have some wonderful talent to work with and to promote their brand, but not only promote their brand, promote their dream. What's really behind the musician? What's behind the person? And for us, that's what it's all about, paying that forward and getting other people to become inspired by the true stories of the entertainers that you won't necessarily read about in mainstream media at all.
Yeah, that's powerful. I know you alluded to just briefly just then, but tell us, I love the name of your magazine. Tell us a little backstory of how you came up with that, how it was inspired. Because I'm glad you picked that, because we do need the true information of what's going on in the world.
Well, it's a funny story. Actually, Kevin King came up with the name, and we never really had an intent to do a magazine. We were working with a production company that does many other things, actually out of Atlanta, and when we went separate ways from the company, we had kind of already introduced some celebrity clientele to be a part of a publication that they were doing. And with my background in music and Kevin's background in photography and both of our having a background in film, it was natural that the two of us knew a slew of celebrities. And when asked, we brought forward two very dear friends of mine, which is Gary Hines from The Sound of Blackness. He's the leader and founder of that group. And Guy Tori, who's a comedian, and guys, at any rate, we had decided upon doing a cover for the particular company that we were working with on these two individuals. And when we parted ways, we thought, now we've made a promise. What are we going to do? And we said, we don't know anything about the magazine world. And that was 3 years ago. And Kevin said, well, I guess we're doing a magazine because we didn't want to break our promise. And in this particular case, I said, if we're going to do a magazine, I want to learn how to do something that is unique from what everyone else is doing. And I want this to be something more than a company. I want it to be a movement. I want to change perspective. I want to be the voice of the people and of the artists, that people don't have the tendency to pay attention to who they really are because they're so busy being caught up in their celebrity that they don't really get to see the back door, so to speak, if you will. And so Kevin came up with the name True, and he said, that's it. What we're going to do is this is going to be a magazine for the people, of the people, by the people, and it's going to be exactly that. So we left the E off of the True because we wanted it to be the truest form of the word true. True stories, true beginnings and true endings, and true change, most importantly, is what we strive to bring.
That's amazing. I love it, love it, love it. I love to hear the backstory of how people came up with names, and it's usually so amazing, just like you just stated so wonderfully. But let's take that even a little further, if you will, because I noticed in your, you know, just your, just the magazine itself, and actually the bio that you sent the team here, that, you know, like you say, it's not about the money. Because you guys have an awesome organization that some of your proceeds go to, and like you say, a movement. That's what I love. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Absolutely. True Entertainment Magazine has its own, I guess charity is the word that I'll use, but not. I really don't like that word very much. I prefer a fund, a charitable cause that we fund, to assist homeless persons living on the streets. And it's all about not just here in the Minneapolis area, but spreading that movement across the nation. And so after we're through paying our expenses to operate and purchasing equipment that we need to have in order to do this work we do, we always take 50% of any net and we put it into a fund for the One Love, One Mission movement. And originally, it was kind of tough to do. We were blessed with some extra money one day that we didn't expect, and this was a couple of years ago, and we decided, you know, there's really something that we need to do. Every time we would drive by and see persons on the street, it was very moving for me, and it would often bring me to tears, and I couldn't stand it. And Kevin said, maybe there's something we can do. And the problem is that we as a people get caught up thinking if we can't do something big, we do nothing at all. So we decided on this one particular day, you know, we don't have much, but let's take what we have. Let's go to the bank. Let's get some envelopes and let's stuff them and let's go give away some money. And Kevin, as I introduced the idea, was blown away. He and I hadn't known each other for very long, and he thought, wow, I can't believe that you're really wanting to do this. And after we did it, he said it was the best feeling he's ever had in his life. And he had tears in his eyes, and he said, Lydia, I've never seen people act and behave the way that those people did when we handed them the money. And it wasn't the money that was a big, the thought that we cared enough to park and walk down into their community and tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, could you use some help? I mean, there were people that cried. There were people that laughed. There were people that hugged us. And it was near Christmas, which is the reason why we've made our first official One Love, One Mission outreach to occur the week of Christmas. We will go back into the community again with our team members, and we will find ways to give people food, money, perhaps a ride. I mean, we have a lot of things that we're introducing into the program this year. We've got some fantastic ideas, and I don't want to spill the beans because we literally just had a meeting today about how we're going to go about it. But you can believe that the outreach effort that we're trying to make far supersedes just stopping and as a one-time gesture, showing someone some love and handing them a couple dollars. We're going way beyond that, and we're going to keep doing it as long as we're breathing. And if we don't have anyone to help and join us, we'll do it ourselves. But that's where, again, where Liz comes in. She's very effective at spreading the word of what we do and how we do it and why, and she's been very successful thus far in getting some pretty big-name entertainers interested in walking this walk with us. So we just do what we do by the grace of God, and I would ask Liz, maybe you can step in and speak a little bit about One Love, One Mission and what it means to you and what some of your plans and goals are with regard to exposing truth to the world.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Ace Bricely. I am the Executive VP of Promotions and Marketing for True Entertainment Magazine. I first want to tell everyone that the young lady that's speaking, Lydia, and her husband, Kevin, are exceptional people. I wouldn't say that just because she's on the phone. I'm saying that because I actually saw her in action. Case in point, as she was saying, my job is to get the celebrities well-known and some that are becoming celebrities to partner with us on our magazine. And I have a lot of well-known people coming up for the 2015. I can't disclose their names, but they are the top of the line. The people that she's had on the magazine, True Entertainment Magazine, are people who are dedicated and committed to the cause of what they're doing. And so they lend their faith They lend whatever helping hand they can to make sure that she provides and gets everything that she needs to make her dream and this magazine a success, in which it has been. In meeting Ms. King and her husband, to make a long story very short, I was very impressed and was in tears. And Lydia can tell you that, because she is and her husband are tireless in the community, trying to do everything that they can to make people more aware of being more loving, and not just saying it, but actually living it. And so we went to an event here recently, and I was watching them in action, because normally I'm on the other end of Earth trying to get my part done, and the celebrities just love them. And so, you know, the book, the magazine, excuse me, is dedicated all the way up to March. So that's how many celebrities are excited about being a part of this movement, this mission. And I saw them actually at work and talking to the homeless. I saw their reaction to Ms. King and her husband, Kevin, and it was just overwhelming. I mean, I literally stood there and just cried, because you never find too many people, and we all know different magazines, but you never see them out in the trenches of where the realness is. And that's what I like about the magazine. They are truly true to their word, and they're very positive. Everything that we report is positive. You know, we've got enough news, we've got enough magazines, we've got enough television and all of your reality shows that are negative. The magazine is not like that. It's about reporting, you know, everyday life in a positive light. And so the celebrities that I've talked to, Lydia doesn't know this, but I've gotten some really, really good ones coming up for 2015. As I said, we're booked all the way to March and then some. And so we're going to do a lot of great things in the community with the One Love, One Mission movement. And I'm just asking anyone who is interested in being a part of that movement, donating to that movement, feel free to give Ms. King a call, or you can call me, and we'll be happy at the end of the show here to give you our names and numbers. And, you know, this is a family. This is not just a magazine. We're about making sure that we take care of our community and our celebrities and people who are wanting to go into the trenches and really dig in and do what God wants us to do. He wants us to love. He wants us to give. But he wants us to give the right way and from the heart. And that's what Mr. and Mrs. King do. And my job is to bring the celebrities along to be a part of that mission and that movement. And they're overwhelmed and excited about doing that.
That's just powerful. Because you guys really exclamation point many times behind, because that's what we lack. And I'm going to say it, you know, you guys, you know I'm very transparent. We as Christians a lot of times lack that. We throw the Bible in front of everybody, and nothing is wrong with the Bible. Let me put that note in there. But we need to show love. If my stomach is growling, if I'm cold from Minneapolis, I've been there several times. That ain't nothing to play with. you know,
no,
I can't listen to what you say. Yeah.
Right.
I can't even listen to what you have to say when I don't have the basic needs. And in parables in the Bible, we know many of them, that's what Jesus did first. He took care of that first. What he wanted people to enjoy life, the first, you know, blessing. People don't want to say it, but the first miracle in the Bible is he turned the water to wine, okay? But he wants you to enjoy life. You have to have the basic necessities of life. So, oh, my God, you guys are amazing. Woo, you're just true to my heart. I know that for sure. But let me tell you what we're going to do just very, very quickly. We're going to take just a little break and let my sponsors do their thing, and I love them, love them, love them. And we're going to come back, you guys. We're having a great, great conversation with Lydia, and Liz there, the team from True Entertainment Magazine. And you know, like you say, you want to say movement, because that's what it really is, because you guys are doing a great, awesome job. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
You know, guys, we're back. You know, this is Good Deeds. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're having an awesome conversation. Lydia and Liz, you guys, I love it. I love it. We're talking about really helping people the right way, showing love. And this, and I just commend you guys. I'm almost in tears just hearing this because I love it. This is the things that I love to do and I love to talk about. But let's talk about this a little bit because, you know, everything we need to do in a decent order and a spirit of excellence, right?
Okay.
And Liz may want to chime in this a little bit more in regards of, you know, being in your magazine. In regards of having an advertising, being, you know, partnering with you with advertising or sponsorships or, you know, just like you alluded to, the great movement and the activities that you're doing that's going to be world-round, you know, all around the world. How can we get, you know, well, first of all, just a little bit, I know that's a whole conversation in itself, the requirements that you have to be a part of the magazine and do these things. But chime in on that a little bit. And, of course, please follow that up with the contact information of how we can actually do, you know, the advertising and partner in that regard.
Well, let me just say first that this thing that we do, it's not just how we work. It's how we live. And so for me and Kevin, it's very, very personal. We never, ever, 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 ever want to turn any good artist down. So easy to get into True in that sense if you're a wonderful artist. It's not so easy if your talent doesn't meet the mark, meaning you can get into True if your work is considered to be the truth. And I'm not just talking music. I'm talking actors, actresses, models, comedian, everything that's sports stars, everything that is entertainment. We seek to focus on the up and coming, as well as those who've already made it, who have blazed the path, the trail. And every single submission is reviewed personally by me. And the reason for that is because I feel that when we put that true stamp on a person's talent, then we have to really be able to stand behind that, and I can't do that with a clear conscience if that particular artist does not meet the mark. So that's number one, first and foremost. Our website is truentmagazine.com, and that's where it all begins. Let me say it again, truentmagazine.com. If you go there, you will find out what it takes to get into True, and basically it begins with sending an email and a sample of your work. As I said, we don't tell everyone yet, to be honest. Some people still need a little bit more work to do before they're ready. But we never wanted it to be a situation where it was not affordable, so we have very small packages that are as inexpensive as $99 all the way up to packages that feature you right on the cover with the celebrity. So it really just depends on who you are, what you're trying to do, and what your vision for your promo package is. We turn around and operate and give that money to people who need it, and so there's never a time when I'm going to say it's okay not to pay something. You can go to the website and donate a dollar, and that doesn't mean I want everybody to run and do this. But you can go to the website and donate a dollar to One Love, One Mission and say, Lydia, I really need to get in, but I'm just not in a situation to pay anything, but would you please take my dollar? And I would do it, just because that's the kind of heart we have. But we hope that you go to the website and you click on donate, and you donate $100, so that at least 25 people out there who really need the help can receive enough money to get through to the next day. that's really what we're out here trying to do. So we don't have any set prices or standards. For small businesses, we do make it, again, very, very affordable for them to advertise in True, as well as corporations. So I invite anyone who's interested to send us an email to info@trueentmagazine.com. Again, our email address is info@truentmagazine.com. We do have a phone number, although everyone who knows me will tell you I don't like phone calls because we can never get to them all. But if you don't have
computer, you can give them my number.
If you don't have computer access and you want to call our business line and state your purpose, we're at 213-245-1336. And if it's something that involves advertising, then we'll get you over to Liz, and she'll work with you from there to get the info that we need and to see what we can do to help you. Because at the end of the day, that's why this is a free publication. We wanted it in everyone's hands. And now we reach at least 10 million people a month. We're in over 70 different countries around the world. And I believe that it's because we're trying to do the right thing, and we're really trying to make a difference in this industry. And I think that one person, each day at a time, we're doing exactly that.
And to piggyback on what you just said, Lydia, one of the great things that we do also is that, you know, if someone needs help in a certain area, if they need marketing, like she said, if they need advertising, if they need, a helping hand in a certain area, we're there to help also in that arena. Lydia has been in this business a long time. I've been in the business 24 years. I've worked with many, many celebrities. Her husband has been in the business a long time. So it's not like this is something brand new. So, you know, all of us come to the table with our own expertise. And like she was just saying to you, you know, there's all kind of packets out there. We try to fit the need of the client, but, you know, the main thing is that we want people to know is that, you know, we're about being positive. We're about helping. It's all in love. Everything we do is true. We work together as a family. And, and it's a movement. If you notice that in the media nowadays, no one's working together to do anything other than to just give a voice. But I've always been taught and raised that if you work together as one, you can get a whole lot done. And so that's the reason why True Entertainment has been around a while, because they have been in the community. They have worked trying to get the community together. They have been out actually helping the homeless, giving money, giving advice. And so, you know, if you need to reach Ms. King, she gave you her number. I do the marketing and the promotions. If they can't reach them, they can reach me. My number is 954-999-3568. I just want everyone to know that, you know, they have a great movement. If you were with me to see them the other day when we were in New Orleans, and there were thousands, when I say a doctor, there were thousands. There were like 2,000 people at this event that one of the celebrities was giving away turkey. And they actually went out there in 30-degree, rainy weather, and were talking to every single one of those homeless people, asking their opinions, getting information, and it was just heartwarming. And so you don't see, and not knocking any magazine because we're not about that, but you don't see many magazines that do that. And so, you know, that's the reason why a lot of the celebrities, when I talk to them on a personal level, they're like, "Shirley, is anything for you? Anything for the magazine?" Because I love it that they're being positive. You know, we could sit here all day and talk about all the things that we don't do as a people, everything that's going on in Ferguson, but we need to focus in on what is true, the true meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of life, the true meaning of being who you are is being able to love, and that's what I love about True.
Before we go, I really want to shout out
Amen.
The Sounds of Blackness, mm-hmm. if it's okay with you, Dr. Sunday. They're phenomenal. The Grammy and Image Award winning Sounds of Blackness, they're a phenomenal group of people, and they were the very first ones to reach out to us when we were starting our film project. And they were the very first ones to say, "Here, you can use our song," you know, and their song, "We Are One," is our theme song. And we've done a lot of film work this year. We've got a project we just did with Public Enemy coming out in February, film of their work when they were here in Minneapolis. And we've got some things that we did for Cash Money Records recently in New Orleans. And so, you know, the beat continues. Everything is going wonderfully, and we believe it is all by God's grace. And we're grateful, and we're humble, and we thank you especially for thinking enough of us to even invite us onto your show today. We're very, very, very grateful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I've had me a ball. We just thank you so much. Lydia, Kevin, I know he's listening as well. King and Liz, thank you for taking time out. It's a privilege and an honor. We don't take it for granted of the time that you share with us and the wonderful listening audience. So thank you again.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Thank you. And be blessed.
Amen. Well, you guys, you know how we do it here at Good Deeds. We just bring you information that you can be educated, motivated, and inspired, that you can make what? A wise decision. Go out and impact the world. That's what we need to do. We all have a purpose. We all have a calling. And you have to what? Don't stop. Get it. You know how to get in contact with me. I'm all over the social media network. And you know our website. A greater cause, not you, right? But you remember, good deeds do occur every second of the day. And this is Dr. Renee Sunday. This is Good Deeds. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.